Welcome to another Leading Edge Radio Network special. I'm Greg Martin. Today I am joined by a world-renowned physician. Dr. Gordon Pedersen is one of the world's most well-educated doctors. He is board-certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine. He's also a naturopathic doctor with a PhD from the toxicology program at Utah State University. He also holds a master's in cardiac rehabilitation and wellness. He performed his cardiology internships at the LDS Hospital under someone who I think most everybody is familiar with, if they know anything at all about medicine. And he performed that under Jonas Salk, the American medical researcher noted for the discovery and development of the polio vaccine. Dr. Pedersen has formulated hundreds of products. He's also a best-selling author. He's the medical director of the Silver Health Institute and is considered to be one of the leading authorities on medicinal uses of silver. He's also personally funded efforts to bring silver's benefits into Africa's poorest communities with absolutely stunning and dramatic results, including his published cure for malaria. I want to welcome, and I want everyone else to welcome, Dr. Gordon Pedersen. Dr. Pedersen, thank you so much for joining us. You are an interview that I have long sought out after, just because I am so fascinated by silver products and the health benefits thereof. Thank you so much for being on our program today.
I am so glad to be here.
Dr. Pedersen, I know that you're no stranger to the medical community. You have a lot of education. We're going to hit on a lot of subjects today. First of all, I want to say that this particular program is our content is for the education of our listeners. So this content is formulated for educational purposes only, and our program is not designed, any of the products that we talk about are not designed or intended to treat, cure, or diagnose any disease, and they have not been given an approval by the Food and Drug Administration. I don't believe that there's any products that can be done that way. Is that right, Dr. Pedersen?
That's correct. Nutritional supplementation is just that, a supplement to your diet.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'd like to first start out by saying that there are a number of health conditions. I'm a former pre-med student. I was dissuaded by a friend of mine from getting into the medical profession years ago. He saw socialized medicine coming. Thankfully, you didn't take that approach. I ended up in business and broadcasting, and you ended up in medicine. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so fascinated by your work and the work of other physicians like you. But, you know, any time that you see a product that comes out, I don't think I've ever seen a product come out with as many claims as this product does, and I don't know that they're claims as much as the fact that these everything from acne to asthma to boils to bronchitis and, you know, going all the way down to practically Z, you know, malaria, tonsillitis, throat infections. These products, this isn't conjecture. This isn't a hypothesis of maybe these things work. You have test results to back these up. And I would like for you to talk a little bit about what got you interested in formulating these types of products. So I want to kind of give you an open floor, and then I may ask some other questions along the way. We'll probably talk about everything today from, you know, measles to shingles to Ebola, that Ebola scare earlier in the year, and so I'll ask you a myriad of questions. So if it seems like we're all over the map, it's just my exuberance for this product. So, Dr. Pedersen, please kind of give our audience an overview of a little bit about who you are, why you do the things that you do, and how they can benefit in the process.
Well, thank you. The first thing that happened when I was a young man, about 15 years of age, was I was experiencing a family problem. My older brother, 17 years of age, came down with a disease they could not diagnose. First they thought it was lupus, then they thought it was arthritis. Then they thought it was some rheumatism. Then they thought it was tuberculosis. Well, after a year of a lot of testing at the University of Utah, they discovered that it was Crohn's disease. And a lot of people don't even know what Crohn's disease is or was back then. And it's an intestinal disease. It's kind of like having a rash of fever blisters lining the inside of your intestines. And it's very painful, and you can't absorb food, and you have chronic diarrhea and irritable bowel syndrome. And so there was no cure. And because there was no cure and it was so changing to my brother's life, he couldn't go to college. He couldn't keep a job. He couldn't do anything. And the doctor said something that shocked me. Well, your family's just going to have to go on a quest to find its own natural cure because we don't have one in medicine. That shocked me, and it changed my ideals about medicine, medical world. And from that minute on, I became a member of what I call the lifetime learning medical crew. And that is, you just have to get done what has to get done, and you never stop learning. I believe that's evidenced by the fact that I have 5 medical degrees, and I'm still continuing to learn, still continuing to push the envelope. And what this led me to was new and innovative discoveries that I had never considered before. I just thought, you go to your doctor, they give you a pill, or they do surgery at most, and you're well. Well, I discovered that in reality, after all of this study and after all of this medical and all of these diplomas that I have, that I can summarize exactly what I believe in the medical world by this one sentence. I believe the human body will heal itself if you can give it the proper tools. Now, with that in mind, a lot of people think philosophically about the healing process, but you've got to realize that a doctor doesn't heal your wound when he sews you up. We say, we go to the doctor, he's going to sew me up. Well, the reality is the human body knits itself back together, and true healing occurs from the immune cells and from the natural killer cells that keep you infection-free as much as possible, and from stem cells that bring the tissues together. So this kind of fascination took me to a place, and it led me to more and more and more truth-seeking in medicine. The truth is all that matters. If you're well or if you're not is the only thing that matters. I don't know a doctor ever that went to medical school that didn't go with the attitude that they would do anything they could to help someone become well or help them be healthy or help cure them from a disease, even if it meant giving them something as rare as, oh, let's say, silver or an herbal product like ginseng or echinacea to stimulate the immune system. Well, all of these things took me to a place where I started testing more and more and more viruses and bacteria. And there is a discovery in my PhD in toxicology that drugs don't cure everything. That was part of my learning as well. Drugs don't cure everything. I have this image that there's a cure for everything. You just have to get the right pill. Well, what I discovered then was that antibiotics only kill about 23 of the 650 different bacteria. Yet we call it broad-spectrum antibiotics. And then we discover that what it doesn't kill comes back to become stronger, and we're creating superbugs. Well, those superbugs happened to be in my brother's intestines, and they started dissolving his intestines, and he had to go through surgery after surgery, and we started looking for more and more solutions. One of the solutions in my world is when I discovered that liquid silver could actually be used in the laboratory to totally and completely wipe out all different forms of bacteria, not just 23 of the 650, but all of them. And then the next week, it could wipe out both forms of viruses. And the next week, it could kill the yeast that was on my windowsill or in the laboratory or mold. And then I tested it on a parasite. A plasmodia is what they call it. It's malaria. And to totally destroy and with 100% cure rate kill the malaria parasite, I said, this is a fantastic drug. Oh, but wait, it's not a drug. It's something that anybody can have, anyone can use, anyone can buy. It doesn't require a prescription. That's probably been my biggest obstacle, is that it doesn't require a prescription, and some people don't believe it works or it doesn't do what we say it does. Yet scientific study after study after study document this truly beneficial product. I consider it the most powerful preventive agent that the human body has, and it doesn't have a long list of side effects. You know the ones. You could read them right off of any label or listen to any commercial that starts off with, you know, if you don't want rectal bleeding or vaginal discharge or a heart attack symptoms or your brain to go haywire or dementia or any of those things that they say on, you don't have those problems with this all-natural product. So that's where I got led by basically by being put under duress to help a family member to start looking, and I have not stopped looking, and I want you to know it's been one of the most wonderful things in my life to walk into an African tribal situation where they don't even have windows on their buildings, where they don't even have walls, they just have a stick hut, and to walk into a place where every morning five new babies under 5 years of age are put into a body bag and buried. And yet, 2 weeks later, all of this tribal area has zero deaths because we've been able to use the benefits of silver in an all-natural way and in a preventive way to stop that parasite from killing their children. And you know
Dr.
what?
Peterson, that is,
I don't
that
know
is
if
amazing.
You can know. Yeah, it just feels like I'm the answer to their prayer, when in reality, I want you to know I give all the credit to God.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Well, you know, Dr. Peterson, you bring up some very interesting points. And one of the things that I've always wanted to know, particularly about your work, because I'm a great fan of your work, only because I have used the products. And believe me, I started out skeptical. I've had people who were, you know, members of the medical community say, are you sure you want to put that in you? And it's like, this is not rocket science. This is medical science. And silver has been around a long, long time. But I'll tell you, it's one thing when you lay on your bed for 8 days like I did in 1993 with the flu and you think you've been run over by a truck and you're wondering if you're ever going to get any better. But I was introduced to this product a few years ago, and I made a terrible, terrible mistake. And last year I got so busy and so healthy that I thought, well, you know what? Yeah, I know flu season's coming, but I've been doing great. I've been wonderful. But, you know, I didn't take my product. And what happened to me was, I don't know if it was H1N1 or H7N9, but for 23 days I laid there, and I laid there wondering, was I ever going to get any better? Well, I finally had enough presence of mind to, you know, start the product, and that probably kept me from dying, if the truth be known. But I have to tell you, when you're lying there and wondering if you are going to, if anything's going to change, and this year, I mean, praise God, in between using your product and doing the things that we all try to do to stay healthy, like get more rest and what have you, I have had no flu this year, and I know that I'm not the only one who says this about the product. But here's one of the questions I did want to ask you. Dr. Peterson, are you finding, at least now, that is Big Pharma paying more attention to this work, or are they unhappy with this work?
Well, I think that both are the answer. You're pretty insightful in asking that question. Big Pharma wants to control money and wants to control the outcomes of how to do research and convert that into billions and trillions of dollars. In the meantime, they're going to help as many people and have as little lawsuits as they can. But with silver, they see something that they cannot patent. You see, silver's patent was back in 1924, so 17 years later it expired. So they can't control that product, so they ignore it, or they compete with it. And they're just trying to protect their own business, But in the meantime, I will give you this fact, that the Patent Office, the United States Patent Office, made a report that last year, the number one category of patents that were applied for new innovative products was in silver. Silver needles for big pharma because they don't have as many infections. Silver catheters, silver of everything possible. They're learning that silver fights infection, prevents the infection, so you don't have to fight it later. So with those two facts, I'm going to hand this back to you and ask you your opinion. As a businessman, does it make sense from a big pharma's point of view to fight it or to get on board and utilize its healing principles?
Well, you know, that is an excellent question. As you know and I know, publicly traded companies, they depend on people to buy those products consistently. And, you know, looking at this from a medical standpoint and looking at it from a practical business standpoint, it would appear that the more people that you have sick and in need of your products vis-a-vis prescription medications, whether that's blood pressure medication or hydrochlorothiazide type diuretics, it just seems that, you know, you take one drug and then you have to take a second one and sometimes even a third one to, you know, regulate your blood pressure or keep your fluid retention under control. I would say that from the consumer standpoint, something of this nature would make terrific sense. Now, if you're a public company and you depend on those customers to be in there day in and day out, that might possibly cut into some profits.
Well, then there's professional jealousy. I think we'll leave it at that, but know this. This is a product that does, in fact, begin with all natural 100% or as close to as possible, 99.999% pure silver and pure water. Those are the only two ingredients. Now, if I were to say that to you on the public streets, how would that make you feel about the natural nature of this product?
Well, I think certainly most people nowadays are into natural cures. Now, we hear a lot of flack in the media, in the quote-unquote mainstream media, who feel that, you know, some of these quote-unquote natural cures are harmful. And if we're not, you know, stepping up in line to get our shots and get our vaccines and doing exactly what, you know, the media or what a physician tells us to do, that, you know, we might be a little wacky. Maybe we need a different kind of meds. Maybe we need to go visit our psychiatrist and have them look us up in the DSM-5 manual.
Well, I love this silver because it works on so many different things, but the biggest problem might be that some people say, oh, that sounds like snake oil, when in reality, we've documented with scientific methods and publications how, in fact, silver does destroy so many different pathogens.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Dr. Pedersen, I know that there are 10 million questions going on in my mind here, but I'm sure one of the questions that that our audience will certainly want to know from you is, what are the different kinds of silver? You know, we hear a lot there's actually some kind of, I don't know if it's a skepticism, but people, when you start talking about colloidal silver, people, they, you know, their horse kind of rears up a little bit. So I was wondering if you could talk about the kinds of silver, and then we'll kind of gently ease our audience into some of these other interesting questions as well.
Well, there's a couple of different silvers that came from over 100 years ago. First of all, pioneers used to use a silver coin, and they would put it in their water barrels, and the water wouldn't go bad or develop bacteria in it nearly as quickly, and that same thing happened with milk jugs. The milk would last for extra days longer. In Australia, they would actually suspend a fork with a wire in their water and in their milk casks, and so that the bacteria wouldn't grow nearly as fast. Then at about 1900, they started using a colloidal silver where they used a battery and some power to basically take tiny particles of silver and suspend it into water. Now, when they did that, they started using it as a medicine. And back then, medical doctors got their degrees at, I think, the barber shop is what I heard at one time. And when they got this medical degree, they started using silver for everything. The problem they had was that this ionic form of silver, is what they called it, was actually a charged particle that fell out of suspension, and it would stick to your fat cells. And so a few people started getting a blue man syndrome, or the blue-gray skin called argyria. So the people said, I'm not using that. And at the same time, about 1920s or 30s, here comes penicillin. Well, penicillin killed a germ in a petri dish in a minute and a half, while the silver took 6 minutes. So they totally abandoned silver, even though there were 48 medical drugs with the name of silver as their active ingredient in the physician's desk reference. They abandoned all of those and started pursuing antibiotics. Then they developed a colloidal silver that worked very well, but it seemed to work on everything. It still had the same problem. It fell out of solution. Then about 10 or 12 years ago, a silver came along through new technology, and it was called silver sol, S-O-L. That's a chemical and physics term that means permanently suspended in the water. And it didn't have that bluing problem, so it got a new life. Silver got a new life. People got the idea that they've got an antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, antiparasitic product for their prevention they can use without a prescription. And it truly worked in all those areas, and it didn't turn them blue anymore. The only people that turned blue or gray skin are the ones that were crazy enough to go home and make it on their own, thinking that they had pharmaceutical science skills, and they ended up making silver that turned their skin blue. And you've seen some of those people. Well, in today's world, you've got silver sol that's been advanced to a structured silver, where we structure the silver to be pure, structure the water actually all the way from steam into a process where it is a purified water. And those are really the only two ingredients in the product, but there's a magnetic and an electrical magnetic current that gives this a frequency, so it resonates at a germicidal frequency. So ionic is dangerous. They use ionic silver for silver plating in the photography world. It will turn you gray. Then came along colloidal silver. People made 50,000 parts per million. Too much silver, too fast. Then came along silver sol and concentrated that back down to a safe and good use. Well, today there's a structured silver that is even a step better than the silver sol because it's pH balanced. All the rest were acids. Now you've got a silver that's alkaline. It matches the pH of your body, and it doesn't accumulate silver in your system, and you only have to use 10 to 30 parts per million. You can even inhale it through a mist. You can actually put it in your humidifier. You can drink it. You can put gel on your body. You can actually use it without having the fear of turning your skin blue or having any other of these kind of negative effects. So those are the history of silver and why we're having this discussion, because technology has brought us into a world safer, more effective, and more broad spectrum than ever before.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when we have the blessing and the opportunity to have an expert on our show like you, Dr. Pedersen, we want to take advantage of it. And I really appreciated the fact that you went into the argyria spectrum of things, because, you know, I had heard that, you know, there's all sorts of people running around out there that say, oh, well, if you drink silver, you're going to get argyria. My understanding about this product, that in order for you to get argyria from this product, you literally have to drink a box car load of it. And my other understanding was that if a railroad car was full of this product and every bottle spilled, you'd have to call the Environmental Protection Agency. You want to speak to that at all?
That's plain and simple toxicology by the Environmental Protection Agency that is there to protect us. Yeah, you'd literally have to have 2 million gallons spill before they'd consider it an emergency. And there's no place on earth that we would contain 2 million gallons of this, number one. So it's going to be in the safest of categories, and it is. And people really recognize that 3 gallons of gasoline require a hazmat team, require a fire truck, require people to be in suits and respirators. So just for a couple of gallons of gas that we play around all the time in our cars, being that dangerous to the environment, silver is at 2 million gallons, literally, you know, like you said, a railroad car full of this stuff. It's that safe. Now, when I calculated and did the math on this, when you add up how much silver it would actually take before it fell out of solution, which it does not do in the new forms, and it was to accumulate in your body to start to cause a bluing or graying of the fingernails, guess what? It would take 72 years drinking an entire bottle, a 16-ounce bottle, every day for 72 years, and get this, none of it would ever be allowed to leave the body if that were the case to cause a toxic event. Well, you can see that it's very, very safe, much safer than many, many products that are out there on the market, and I include in that tap water. Tap water is far more dangerous than is silver.
I certainly agree with that. You know, there have been many case studies where you see that sometimes the pharmaceuticals that are passed through the human waste that don't quite make it through the filtering process, next thing you know, you have some of these things in the water supply. So you've got people running around under the influence of things maybe that they wouldn't ordinarily be if they're on some different type of water supply.
Yeah, you're a very astute in that observation. I've read some toxicology reports where one of the biggest problems in America for that reason is where people do water reclamation, maybe out in the desert, that so many women are on birth control pills that the steroid hormones that leave the woman's body through their urine ends up in a reclamation process, and they don't filter it out. They put it back into the water, and they've got high estrogen levels going throughout the area and a high level of breast cancer from that. So, yeah, water, tap water, reclamation water is far more dangerous than this silver that you'd have to keep in your body for 72 straight years without taking a pee before it would ever be a problem. That's the new silver. The ionic and the colloidals are still to be avoided, but you know what? The new structured silver in pH-balanced form works with your body.
That's amazing, Dr. Pedersen. You know, I've always wanted to ask you this for years. This is a milestone day in my career. You have worked with, I know, probably a couple of agencies, government agencies, and if you cannot or don't want to talk about that, that's completely understandable. But my understanding was that these two entities that you had worked with used these products for the treatment of battlefield wounds, and they were not only treatment for external or topical use, but also internal use. Are you okay in speaking about that?
Absolutely. I'm a member of SOMA, SOMA, Special Operations Medical Association, where as a member, I help educate on the topic of infection control using silver liquid in gel. And what happens is our special forces men, especially the medics and the surgeons that are out there in the field in Afghanistan, Iraq, or wherever the military takes them, actually will take a tube of silver gel with them. And the reason why is because this gel is so safe and so beneficial that if they come across a man who's been in an explosion or a grenade's gone off or they have an open wound, one of the first things they'll do is take the tube of gel out and pump it directly into the wound, because It fights infection of all kinds, bacterial, viral, fungal, yeast, all the different types of infections. And what happens is it helps the wound heal better. It keeps it from being infected. And from a military point of view, let me point out that the number one cause of death in all military situations throughout all the last 200 years of our country's existence is infection. The number one cause of death in the Civil War wasn't a stab wound or a gunshot. It was infection. All they had to do was make a serious cut, and the man would get an infection, and without antibiotics or a silver gel, they would actually lose the limb or actually die from the infection more than they would die from gunshots or other wounds. So in our military, the medics recognize by carrying this silver gel with them, they can immediately put it on or in a wound or post-surgically use it. And in some cases, they've had such gangrenous wounds, they've actually pumped it into the wound and sewed it right into the human body. So can you drink this liquid preventively? Yes. Can you apply the gel in a surgical wound or an injury? Yeah. And I have veterinarians who say this is the finest silver gel they've ever seen for their horses, for their dogs, for their cats, because horses are always getting cut and always getting nicks. Dogs have always got some kind of a fungus in their ear, or cats have always got stuff under their fingernails. All of these are places for this silver gel to disinfect whatever the germ is. We don't know what the germ is. It might be bacteria, it might be virus, it might be something else. And the only thing you can reach for that will do all of that is actually the silver gel.
Absolutely, Dr. Pedersen. Well, I really appreciate you expounding upon the uses for Soma. My dad is a former Green Beret. He was SF in the 10th and the 12th Special Forces Group, and he I have to say, now he's a believer in the product. You can imagine him being a little skeptical in the beginning stages, and but he noticed that after me being on the product that I had not turned blue, and so we just have to, we have to show others by what we do, and that is a huge thing. But our overall outlook, I want people, and I believe people need to be a little skeptical, but I'll tell you, anybody that goes and does any research at all on you. You have a book called A New Fighting Chance, Silver Solution. This is the fourth edition, A Quantum Leap in Silver Technology, and essentially is how molecular structuring safely destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. And, this is exciting. It's way more exciting to, work with a product like this and use it, and it's even safe for children, too. Is that right? I mean, my kids use it, and they love it.
Well, this is the truth in children, because the first thing you ever get exposed to in this lifetime is that within 15 or 30 seconds of being born, as an infant, you're going to get liquid silver drops in your eyes, so that it kills the possibility of a bacterial infection that causes blindness in children. So the very first thing you get exposed to, even before you get attached to your mommy for food, you get liquid silver drops in your eyes. So if you think it's not safe, ask the medical community why they're using liquid silver drops in the eyes of an infant within the first minute of its birth. That pretty much summarizes by actions what they think and how safe it is at any age. You just have to use the right amount, and my book, A New Fighting Chance, you can get that on Amazon, delineates about 400 different situations and the amounts to use in those situations. That's why it's become an international best-selling book, because it standardizes the amount of product people need to use and in what form. whether they use a liquid to drink or to pour in the eyes or pour in the ears, and how many drops, or how much gel should be applied to, let's say, toenail fungus or a vaginal infection. All these different places in our body grow different pathogens, and silver is an all-natural form, if you know how to use it, to help prevent these problems.
And, you know, Dr. Pedersen, I've often heard you over the years talk about the fact that these silver products are not just safe for oral or topical use, but they are safe and efficacious in every orifice of the body.
Well, that's correct. And the most popular places that I've ever spoken on this topic are at women's health groups. In fact, I've been in health groups where I'd be introduced to the audience, and the woman in charge will stand up and say, okay, all of you men, leave the room. This is just time for us to talk to Dr. Pedersen about women's issues. And they'll talk about the fact that in a vaginal infection, women refer to it as a yeast infection. But when they go to their doctor, the doctor gives them an antibacterial antibiotic, and it kills all the bacteria but makes the yeast grow more. They go back 2 weeks later and say, I'm worse, doctor. Give me something to help. The doctor goes, oh, it must be a yeast infection. So they give them an antifungal or anti-yeast drug, and it kills the yeast, and the woman starts to be happy for 2 or 3 days, but that particular anti-yeast drug makes the bacteria grow, and they end up with an itchy, scratchy problem that was just as bad as before, and they go back and forth and back and forth, when in reality, if they just had a little bit of silver gel about the size of a nickel, and they put it on the tip of their tampon and inserted it vaginally, it's going to not only get inside that area, but it's going to kill the bacteria, and it's going to kill the yeast, and it's going to kill mold, and it's even going to destroy what's a huge problem called HPV, human papillomavirus, and sexually transmitted diseases that are bacterial. All are killed simply by putting that gel on the tip of a tampon, inserting it vaginally at night, taking it out in the morning. 3 days is all it takes. That is why I'm actually revered in women's health groups as a speaker they want to hear from, simply because we have solutions where the pharmaceutical world does not.
Absolutely, Dr. Pedersen. And, you know, one of the things about our network, Leading Edge Radio Network, is all about faith, family, and freedom. But you know what? We're also about providing solutions. And this is, of course, one of the reasons why I have just tried to jump through hoops to get you here. And now that you are here, I hope and pray that you will be a regular integral part of the network and what we're doing. You know, myself personally, of course, I, you know, started out a little skeptical about the product, but I began using it. And my first experience with it had to do with conjunctivitis. You know, when you have kids and everybody's using the towel, and, you know, it's just one of those things. It just happens. And, you know, mine cleared up just in just a matter of literally hours. I had food poisoning a couple of times, and I noticed something very interesting. You know, when you get that feeling, there's only a couple of ways that you can take care of it. I actually had it come upon me last night. I don't even remember what it was I ate, and I don't want to remember what it was that I ate, but I'll tell you. A couple of capfuls, and I mean just literally within minutes, there are those molecular changes that start happening within the body, and that feeling that you had, it literally just disappears. And I've seen the same thing happen, you know, with sore throats. You know, this product is wonderful to gargle with because it literally kills strep on contact. Is that right?
That is correct. In fact, it takes about a minute and a half, and some of the biofilms in your sinuses might take 6 minutes, but if you can get this silver in contact with your strep throat or the strep staph or other bacteria that's causing your sore throat, and keep it in contact for about 5 or 6 minutes, It'll get through the mucus or that biofilm, and it will get to the germ itself, and it will totally, completely kill it. It doesn't take more than 5 or 6 minutes.
That is really amazing. I know, Dr. Pedersen, as we go, I mean, we have about just a little over 15 minutes roughly in this final segment before we'll actually do another broadcast. But, you know, this past year, things were looking a little bit ugly in terms of what was happening in the, I call it the Ebola world. And I wanted to ask you this question and wanted to ask you this question this past year. But, you know, Ebola, can it actually be prevented? You've been all over the world. Who would know better than you?
Well, the answer is yes and no. First of all, silver is not a cure for the Ebola virus. Secondly, silver is more valuable than a cure for the Ebola virus. Now, that's a provocative statement, and I probably have your mind going 100 miles an hour going, can he really say that on the air? Well, I can for this reason. I published in the medical journals a cure for malaria and, you ready for this, a prevention for the flu. That's right. In medical journals, this is documented and published, that you can prevent the virus from the influenza if you have silver circulating through your system at the time that you're infected with the virus. The virus would much rather attach to this highly active silver, and the resonating frequency of this high-energy silver actually neutralizes the virus so it never attaches to any healthy cells. You actually have a prevention, but only if you have it in the body before the virus comes and hits you. So what happens in Ebola is this. You've got a virus. The virus is incomplete segments of DNA and RNA, or genetic material, we'll call it, and it attaches to a healthy cell inside your bloodstream, and it injects its contents of contaminated genetic material into your healthy cell. It intertwines with your DNA and makes your DNA abnormal. The abnormality makes your cells grow thousands of times faster than they should, and they grow irregularly. So your body recognizes them now as foreign. Your immune system rushes to the site where the immune cells get immobilized and neutralized by the virus. Your now immune system is now neutralized, and you've got these virus particles going 10,000 at a time through your body. Well, if you had silver in your body first, that virus attaches to the high-energy particle of the silver. The silver blocks its replication, meaning the virus doesn't duplicate, and within 24 hours, the virus has run its course, attached to silver, and you urinate it out. So what happened in countries like Nigeria is they actually have many of these orphanages that I've sent manufacturing plants for silver over to, taught them how to manufacture, and the entire country of Nigeria had access to, through the orphanages, this liquid silver, which they started taking regularly. Now, you've got to recognize that Nigeria is bordered on all of its sides by countries that are totally enveloped by the Ebola virus. But Nigeria, because of those orphanages, because of the preventive effects of silver, Nigeria is still completely surrounded by Ebola virus, and they're still rated by the United Nations and World Health Organization as Ebola-free. Now, we know why, and we know exactly what happened, and we know that people took faith to start. You know what? I'm going to take this beforehand. And by doing so, they protected themselves. You go to Nigeria. In fact, you go to the president of Nigeria, and you ask him if he believes in silver, and you're going to get a different testimonial than people around the United States, because this is saving lives. This is preventing malaria. This is published in medical journals to help prevent flu, malaria, and now it's working in a preventive way that we cannot call a cure in any way, shape, or form, but it's helping the body to prevent a problem before it happens. Is that a good politically correct way to say that? I hope you recognize that's my experience, and it's not to be demonstrated as a cure. Am I tiptoeing correctly, sir?
Absolutely, absolutely. There's no question about that. Well, you know, Dr. Pedersen, there are a lot of, we're just surrounded by TV commercials all day long with the indications and contraindications of various drugs. So many contraindications, in fact, it almost makes one tend to wonder, wow, am I better off taking a particular prescription drug or worse off? I mean, we've all seen what those contraindications are. But I was listening the other day or watching, and I know there are many patients around the world who, for whatever reason, have to catheterize. And I know that those people who have to catheterize probably get a great deal of infections. Can you touch on that? And is someone who is afflicted in that area, do you believe that silver might be helpful to their conditions?
Well, yes is the answer, and there's so many people that have that condition. Catheterizing is where you take a narrow gauge rod and insert it up through the ureter into the bladder so that the opening of the bladder will open up and urine will drain. And you do that regularly. People aren't happy about having to do that, but it's the only way they can get their urine to flow. Well, what happens is bacteria gets up in there on that rod that is penetrating through the ureter, and bacteria then starts to grow inside either the bladder or the ureter, and they get a urinary tract infection. And if they keep having to run a catheter up there, it just spreads that more and more and more, and they get into a year-long, 2 years-long infection that just goes up into the kidneys. It gets to be a real, real life-threatening situation. But when you take that catheter and insert it in, it requires a certain amount of lubrication. Instead of using KY jelly, how about just using the silver gel? It's going to lubricate just as well. It's water soluble, but the difference is the silver particles in that gel are going to actually destroy bacteria and yeast and viruses, and it's going to lubricate as well, and it's going to last for a significant amount of time, while if you drink a little bit of liquid silver, it's going to end up being excreted through your urine unchanged. So if you drink silver, it pools in your bladder before you urinate it out, disinfecting the kidneys and the bladder on its way out. For this reason, you've got a twofold benefit or a twofold mode of action. And yes, these people absolutely, without question, could benefit from this. And can you imagine how the world would change if they knew that there were a water-soluble gel, just like KY jelly, that they could use as a personal lubricant on their condoms, and it would actually kill yeast and sexually transmitted diseases while you used it? That alone could change the world's health practices.
Oh, it absolutely could, Dr. Pedersen. And as I have said many times, there are all kinds of behaviors out there that can positively or negatively affect those that are engaging in them. One of the things that I'm hearing about and seeing a lot now, I'm seeing a lot of television commercials about shingles, you know, how painful that they are, people who contract the measles, and we'll talk more about the current immigration outbreak of measles. But I wanted you to touch on, if you would, just because, you know, shingles are becoming more and more prevalent and pervasive in our world today.
Yes, shingles are, if you'll imagine, fever blisters growing on the soft, sensitive, warm parts of your body, maybe sides of your belly first, in the growing area, under your armpits. It's the herpes virus. It's chicken pox. What that means is when you were a child, you had chicken pox, and the virus was put into submission by your immune system. In other words, it put it where it couldn't erupt ever again unless the immune system gets weak. Now, what if you go through a lot of stress or have a 21-day flu like you had last year and your immune system gets worn out, tired, and it doesn't have the ability to suppress that virus any longer, it shows back up. So shingles are chickenpox 25 years later with a weak immune system. So what destroys that virus? Well, there's that chickenpox virus or vaccine actually out there. It's not working. Actually, it's leaving the virus a little stronger after 25 years. So silver actually destroys that virus. Silver actually not only can destroy the chicken pox, but it can actually destroy and keep moist and help the healing through stem cell activation of those shingles. So the answer is very simple. You take the silver gel and apply it to the shingles area, and anytime you feel a little pinch or a little sting on your lip and you think you might be getting a fever blister, boy, reach for that silver gel, put it right on, and keep that area moist, because the herpes virus, if it is kept in submission the first 4 hours, it will never erupt and it will go right back into submission. You won't have to fight it off anymore. Again, the power of prevention of silver is far greater than trying to fight it after the infection has occurred. It will help, and it will get rid of it quicker, but gosh, how nice to have a tube of silver gel with you. Anytime you feel a pinch or a sting, put some on there right now and keep it moist and never have an eruption. That's the kind of things I get reported from people who use silver gel to me all the time.
And I'm sure, Dr. Pedersen, you must have stacks and literal proverbial stacks of people who have been so happy and so touched by the use of these silver gel products, as well as the oral suspension that they take. I want to make sure that all of our listeners, I'm going to repeat this again before the end of the program, but Dr. Gordon Pedersen, is a world-renowned PhD. And naturopathic doctor. And he is board certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine. And I want to tell you that his book is called A New Fighting Chance, Silver Solution. This is the fourth edition. And make sure that you go over to Amazon.com. I'm going to spell Dr. Pedersen's last name, and that's P as in Paul, E-D, E-R-S-E-N, Dr. Gordon Pedersen. And you will recognize him by his photograph, because he's a rather youthful-looking young man. I'm not going to ask him his age, but he is silver hasn't hurt Dr. Pedersen's looks. And Dr. Pedersen, I'm very married and have children and grandchildren, so I'm not hitting on you here. So I just want to let people know that, you know, you can, if you want to look like Dr. Pedersen, you may want to check these products out. There's no question about that. But, you know, anybody that has had the opportunity to work under Jonas Salk, who discovered and developed the polio vaccine, that's very, very significant. So that puts Dr. Pedersen in a league by himself. And I'm not saying this to fluff up Dr. Pedersen or butter him up in any way, but, you know, even the Bible says give honor and respect to whom honor is due. And I just want to thank you personally, Dr. Pedersen, for developing the products that you've developed, because they've helped me. And you know, I want to kind of reiterate out in radio land, because the first thing after people hear this show, they'll say, oh, yeah, Greg Martin, yeah, he catheterizes, he has shingles, and he's got the measles, and he gets food poisoning often, and he has conjunctivitis, and he gets sore throat. No, I don't catheterize, I don't have the measles, I don't have shingles, occasional food poisoning. You just have to be careful where you eat. So I just want to get that part of this out of the way. But I will give people another opportunity in just a moment to talk talk about your book. I mean, as I'm flipping through the book, and I've read it several times, I mean, there's everything in here from ear infections to diaper rash, dry skin, chronic fatigue syndrome. Could you, Dr. Patterson, and we, if we run over this hour, again, it's one of the blessings of owning a radio network. I don't want to impinge or infringe on your time, but would you kind of go over, if you can, some of the uses and indications for the silver product, please?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, when you give the book A New Fighting Chance, the first 35 pages about talk about the philosophy, the function, and the proof that, in fact, silver does what we say it does. So for people that are skeptical, you'll see all of that up front. Then, from diseases that start with acne and asthma in the letter A all the way to the letter Z, alphabetically, the conditions are listed in this book. And all you have to do is be able to read and follow the alphabet. And if you wanted to look up something like asthma, for instance, you can open it up, and you're only going to have to read about two paragraphs. It says, the cause of asthma is such and such, and the solution is drink 2 teaspoons twice a day, put it in your nebulizer, and inhale the mist during the night. And it tells you in simplified words, not written for physicians necessarily, although half the people that buy this book are physicians, so they can recommend to their patients how to use it. But what you're getting is a simplified version. So if you go on to bronchitis, let's say, or if you go on to a diaper rash, you know, one of the best letters I've ever received in my life was from a new mother who'd never had a child before that didn't understand that when she put plastic pants on her newborn baby, that it would stay warm and moist and it would start to grow stuff, and that that was causing the redness and the burning and the cracking and the bleeding on her newborn. She was just bawling and sobbing, asking how to help. And if you go to that book under diaper rash, you can look it up. It says, apply gel once every hour for the first 3 hours, and then as needed from then on as a prevention. Well, she called back that very same day, within 12 hours, and she said, you're never going to believe this, within 2 hours. I had put the gel on, and I put it on every 30 minutes because I was a guilty-feeling mommy. I put it on, and within 2 hours, that baby's bottom was not even red anymore. It had helped kill the bacteria that was causing the rash, that was causing the inflammation, that cracked and caused bleeding of the skin, caused it to heal almost immediately. And the reason this book is valuable is because you can leave it on your desk as a desk reference and never read a word, but I guarantee you when you have a sore throat or a strep throat or an ear infection or an eye infection, you go to the book and you just look up alphabetically E for eye, open it up, and it says, put 4 drops, liquid drops, or rinse the eye, and the eye infection is remedied literally, I was going to say before your very eyes, but that would be a pun, but literally in minutes or an hour. And so it tells you what the disease is in one sentence, how to use the silver, whether a liquid, a gel, an inhalant, or however else to use it. And that's about it other than what you can expect. So what you're getting is in a half a page, 2 paragraphs of the definition of the disease, how to use the product, and what to expect. It's exactly what people want. And in 400 or 500 different issues and conditions, you now have a preventive agent. And with Obamacare out there, not knowing what's going to happen to access to doctors, you may be 2 days or 3 days away from a doctor's appointment. Reach for the silver. Use it right now. You may find that it works for you so good that you don't even have to have that appointment if you're taking care of your sinuses and your eyes, your ears, your throat, vaginal prevention as well as vaginal treatment, toenail fungus. All these different things that we've just talked about are now in your control. You don't have to hand them to a doctor and wait in line for a socialized system to get a doctor for you days later. You can act now. And at 2:30 in the morning, when you've got a 2-year-old bawling and crying with an ear infection, all you have to do is fill that ear canal with liquid silver And in 10 minutes, it's starting to kill the bacteria that's causing the pain. Before breakfast comes, oftentimes that is totally systemically converted to a pain-free area. In other words, you've killed the cause of the actual disease. And ladies, if you think about anti-aging medicine, I'm board certified in that medical specialty, you've got to realize that your skin matters. And your skin really responds well to silver because silver stimulates stem cells, the cells that knit your skin back together. And it's proven in all medical professionals except the fact that silver is the finest thing you can use for a burn because it keeps the burn from getting infected, it keeps the inflammation down, and it heals the skin with less scarring. That's a perfect daily prevention to help with wrinkles, to help with blemishes, to help with discolored skin. And you just have to keep the skin moist with that gel to make that work as an anti-aging agent. I'm coming back to you because I could go on and on and on. I hope you feel my passion because I got to tell you, when you first start drinking or taking the gel in silver form, you're going to prove it to yourself that it works. But when you get a chance to share it with family members and actually be their prevention or solve a solution in an infant that couldn't have been solved at 2 in the morning any other way, it's really, really, truly something that makes you feel so good inside, you can't wait to share with other people. So I hope your passion is as big as mine when you start sharing it with other people.
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Pedersen. Well, I know, speaking for me personally, it certainly is. You know, one of the few degrees that I didn't get was the MD or the DO, but I am so excited about having you on the program and having you offer what is the solution. You know, as you indicated, medicine today, you know, frankly, it's a mess. And with this Obamacare, it's really a mess. And I want everybody out there, if you truly love yourself and love your family and you want to give yourself a fighting chance, Dr. Pedersen is probably one of the most brilliant researchers that I've ever run across. And after you read his book, I think you'll agree with me. The book is A New Fighting Chance, Silver Solution, 4th Edition, Gordon Pedersen, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N, Ph.D., A Quantum Leap in Silver Technology. And, you know, Dr. Pedersen, I know that we ran over that hour. I'm wondering, can we finish this segment up talking about we were going to hit upon what's happening in the world of immigration and all the diseases that are coming in. It's not just measles. There's a lot of other stuff coming in that I'm sure that there are hospitals, they don't really know which end is up right now. Could you comment on that for us, and then I'll give everybody the chance to make sure they go over to Amazon.com and get that book, and there will be ways, too, that they can get this product. We'll be sure and fill them in on that as well. So if you wouldn't mind, if you have just a few more minutes that you could do that.
I'd be delighted. There's a lot of history in immigration and epidemics. In other words, when a group of people that has not been around another group of people for a long time show up, they can bring smallpox with them and wipe out the Native Americans, for instance. Oftentimes, the English would bring with them certain infectious diseases that people in some of the countries like India hadn't been exposed to yet. So the answer simply is this. Immigration is going to continue, and it doesn't appear that anybody's going to have the intestinal fortitude to build a fence and control who comes or goes. For that reason, we are an open petri dish for germs. I know that sounds brutal, but think about it. Anybody that wants to come to our country doesn't even have to check in at Ellis Island and wait for 90 days to prove that they're well in quarantine before they're allowed into the country. I mean, even back at the origins of America, people that came across on ships that had a cough or a sneeze or a fever, they were required to stay at Ellis Island in quarantine for 90 days before they were allowed into the country. Yet we're just allowing anybody and everybody to walk across our borders with any disease from any third world country, and we don't have immunity to it. So we're going to see measles outbreaks. We're going to see different kinds of viruses spread. We're going to see bacteria become stronger and more powerful. We're going to have this petri dish, this melting pot of diseases, and it's going to spread. My opinion is your first line of defense is liquid silver. Your second line of defense is gel silver. Your third line of defense is to put liquid silver in an ultrasonic humidifier over your bed at night and inhale it so you don't get pneumonias and tuberculosis and that kind of inhaled sinusitis diseases. This works for infants as well as the elderly, and especially in the elderly where their immune systems are compromised or weak. They need that ultrasonic humidifier, and you need to pour in liquid silver half and distilled water half, and at night they're going to inhale this liquid silver clear down into the depths of their lungs where they're going to fight infection, because the number one cause of death in our elderly is pneumonia. So we're going to have a prevention as well as a treatment. Now, people that come across the border from whatever country may have a disease, and they may start to share it with us. If you want protection and the ability to sleep at night knowing that you're protected, it's very, very simple. A lozenge that happens to be containing silver in it, a silver lozenge that's, in this case, it's actually an organic silver lozenge, you can suck on this and it'll stay in your mouth for 20 or 30 minutes. Long enough to wipe out mouth bacteria or inhaled bacteria, and you can send it to school with your children, tell them to take one at noon, and you can give them silver in all these different ways preventively. That's my advice, but we're going to have situations where there's going to be epidemics, and people are going to get to the place where they're going to want to put plastic and duct tape their whole house shut from everybody else. When in reality, you've got a strong immune system. Silver works with your immune system if you're using structured silver because it's pH balanced. And you're going to have prevention in the form of lozenges, liquid silver, and gel with you at any time or any place. You should feel confident that that's going to help with the majority of problems. If you still get a worse problem, recognize that studies have been done where we've taken silver, put it in combination with antibiotics, and you recognize studies that identify antibiotics as getting tenfold more powerful when they work with silver. So there's your emergency. But remember, antibiotics are only good for 2 weeks, and then you can't be on them anymore. Silver you can be on continuously. So for everyday use, structured silver is your choice because it's the only one that's pH balanced. It's an alkaline silver. It's made for everyday prevention, and that's the best way to deal with what's out there. In my opinion, you don't want to be on medication unless you have an emergency.
Wow, Dr. Patterson, that is just absolutely, absolutely amazing. You know, one of the things that that you talked about a moment ago that kind of triggered one of those thoughts that I'd had. Refresh my memory. Was it possible that this silver could be obtained in an IV solution?
Well, I put it in situations that have been used in IVs several times. If you're an expert and you're a phlebotomist who does this regularly, I'll give you all the advice I want. If you're not, we don't really advise people to experiment with it. If you know what you're doing and you're given an IV every day, certainly we can do that. And what happens is we take a dextrose solution, a D5W solution, and inject a specific amount that's listed in my book on how much to use into that solution and hang it as an IV. So they're now getting silver with their fluids. We do not mix it with the salts, with all the minerals, because silver is so active that it binds up all those metals, and they don't get to do their job nearly as well. But we put it in with a D5W. We use it as a drip, and in a drip form, you're actually circulating that silver where you may have infections throughout your entire body. What a great solution. But in most cases, all you need to do is swallow it to get it into your bloodstream. I do have some people that are naturopathic doctors who are really big on cleansing that actually will give people colonics to clean out their intestinal system. And when they're done cleaning out all the fecal material, they'll rinse with silver afterward to kill the infection that's in the colon. So there's many different ways to put this into the body. My favorite way, I got to tell you, is to just put it in the ultrasonic humidifier and inhale it at night. It's a terrific thing for an infant or for elderly people to have that protection with them.
That is absolutely amazing. Dr. Pedersen, before I close up this particular segment, and I apologize to you more than I will our listeners, because our listeners will just be here like I am. We'll just let you go all day long. We'll make you late to your next appointment, and, you know, we don't want to do that. But before I tell people one last time where to get your book, I believe, in my own personal opinion, is if we use this product, if every parent of every school-age child, or if you're a grandparent, if you had the silver and the gel and the lozenges and you gave this to your children or grandchildren or your school principal, where they could, you know, wipe the counters down, you know, clean the bathrooms with it. I'm not saying that would be the most perfect use for it. Putting it in the kids would probably be better than spilling it all over the place. But I would love to see more schools, homes, restaurants use this product. And I know it comes in various sizes from a gallon on down, and obviously is a very ethical and efficacious type of product, obviously one that I wholeheartedly recommend and use myself. But do you see good uses for this product, you know, to literally, you know, wipe down kitchen counters and things like that? I mean, it kills these things on contact, right?
Absolutely. And you've got to realize that in the world we live in, you could become very paranoid and become actually, you could be a hypochondriac if you take a look at all the places where germs are in our house and all around our body and in public. And we don't want you to become like that, is what I'm trying to say. We want you to recognize your immune system should be able to handle anything. But because of the nature of so many viruses that are getting so much stronger, bacteria that's become tenfold stronger because of the use of antibacterial drugs, and because of some of these super germs that we're developing, you need daily protection. And your immune system is there. But when you use silver, it takes some of the workload off your immune system, so your immune system can go back to building and rebuilding healthy tissues of your skin and your heart and your brain and keep you youthful, young, and anti-aging in those kind of benefits.
Dr. Pedersen, wow, I cannot thank you enough for staying over time for this first one-hour segment. We did go a little bit over that, but I want to thank you so much, and I know from the bottom of my heart that our listening audience will do that as well. Soon we hope to have you on our new video network, where we will want to do this if you don't already have something prepared for us for that. But I want to take this moment before we break up this end of the call and the interview is to say that, ladies and gentlemen, what you've heard is fact, not fiction, from Dr. Gordon Pedersen. And so if you just happen to catch this interview, make sure to go to the archives if you missed 1 minute of it, because you don't want to miss what is contained. I want you to go and order this book, A New Fighting Chance, Silver Solution, the fourth edition by Dr. Gordon Pedersen, P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N. He is a PhD and a very highly trained and well-respected physician, board certified in anti-aging and regenerative medicine, and a naturopathic doctor with a PhD from the toxicology program at Utah State University and a master's in cardiac rehabilitation and wellness. So he studied under Jonas Salk. He knows what he's talking about. He certainly has my respect, and I believe if you hung around for the last hour and 16 minutes, roughly, he'll have your respect. So, Dr. Pedersen, thank you so much for joining us on this program. God bless you for all you do for me personally, for the nation, and for the other countries that you work with.
Well, it's been my pleasure. And remember one last thing. You are your own doctor. The rest of us are just counselors. But that book, A Fighting Chance, has some real good counsel for you.
Excellent. I've been joined by Dr. Gordon Pedersen. I'm Greg Martin for Leading Edge Radio Network. And please stay tuned. We'll have another follow-up program with Dr. Pedersen.